Blackstone Publishing presents Expiration Date by Tim Powers. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot. For Brendan and Regina Powers, wonderful friends and family. Book 1. Open Up That Golden Gate. Trenton, New Jersey. Thomas A. Edison, the inventor of the light bulb, whose honors have included having a New Jersey town and college named after him, received a college degree Sunday, 61 years after his death. Thomas Edison State College conferred on its namesake a Bachelor of Science degree for lifetime achievement. The Associated Press, Monday, October 26, 1992. Chapter 1. "But I don't want to go among mad people," Alice remarked. "Oh, you can't help that," said the cat. "We're all mad here. I'm mad. You're mad." "How do you know I'm mad?" said Alice.
"You must be," said the cat,
"or you wouldn't have come here." Lewis Carroll, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. When he was little, say 4 or 5, the living room had been as dim as a church all the time, with curtains pulled across the broad windows, and everywhere there had been the kind of big, dark wooden furniture that's got stylized leaves and grapes and claws carved into it. Now the curtains had been taken down, and through the windows Cootie could see the lawn, more gold than green in the early evening light, and streaked with the lengthening shadows of the sycamores, and the living room was painted white now, and had hardly any furniture in it besides white wood chairs and a glass-topped coffee table. The mantel over the fireplace was white now, too, but the old black bust of Dante still stood on it, the only relic of his parents' previous taste in furnishings. Dante a la Harry, he used to think its name was. Cootie leaned out of his chair and switched on the pole lamp. Off to his left, his blue nylon knapsack was slumped against the front door, and ahead of him and above him Dante's eyes were gleaming like black olives. Cootie hiked himself out of the chair and crossed to the fireplace. He knew that he wasn't allowed to touch the Dante. He had always known that, and the rule had never been a difficult one to obey. He was 11 now, and no longer imagined that the black-painted head and shoulders were just the visible top of a whole little body concealed inside the brick fireplace front.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?